Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Murray is going to take a shot. Open man, busted coverage, and Marvin Harrison dropped the ball with nobody around him.
First down and 10, a play fake. Darnold on the move. Darnold throws, and he's got a man. Touchdown! Jackson, Smith, and Jigba.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports and CBS Sports, courtesy of the highlights. Great job by Jake with the Stone Cold music and the and grabbing those two and putting them together. Good stuff. Marvin Harrison Jr. last week. Feel like he should Venmo me some money. Cardinals over win total. Cardinals to win the NFC West. That's okay. Just leave like 70 yards on the field. No one around you. No big deal. That's great. Fourth overall pick in the draft. Yeah, it's okay. It's like not even involved. That's awesome. Jackson Smith and Jigba, meanwhile, tried to tell you guys all summer long. Now I'm thinking about smoking funny things. All summer long. We tried to tell you that JSN is one of the best receivers in the league. Believe us now? Been an absolute stud. And I think that those two players, their prop numbers, very interesting as it concerns tonight's game. Marvin Harrison Jr., receiving yards number. And if you don't know what it is, you, the person watching, you, the person listening, I want you to think. Like, what do you think it is? What would you guess Marvin Harrison Jr.'s receiving yards prop is? The answer right now at BetMGM, and it's been getting bet to the under over the course of the last few hours, and I'm just going to bring it up here just to make sure that I've got the exact one as it stands right now. We are at 47.5 for Marvin Harrison Jr. 47.5. And I guess it makes sense if you're looking at it through the lens of Cardinals offense v. Mike McDonald defense in Seattle. In the two games that the Cardinals played Seattle last year, right? Mike McDonald's first year as Seahawks coach, Marvin Harrison's rookie year in the NFL, 47 and 49 yards for Marv. So he didn't go off in either game last year against the Seahawks. If you're out there listening and watching, and you want to bet the Marvin Harrison Jr. over, and I'll be honest, I do. This is like a leap of faith pick. It really is. Because he's been terrible to start this year. He's not fast enough to separate. And you can get away with that in the NFL. Like, you can't be a super duper megastar. But you can get away with that if, like, your body control is sick and you're out physicaling cornerbacks and you've got great hands. He ain't catching the ball right now. And he's too slow. He's not slow compared to like mortal men like me, like average Joes, but compared to like Malik Nabers or like Brian Thomas Jr., he's got his own issues catching the ball. Like, Marv ain't getting the job done right now. He did leave a ton of yards on the field last week. That needs to be said. And he's putting a ton of pressure on himself right now. And this is what you want a young player to say, or anyone to say. Listen, I'm 42 years old. I love when people take responsibility when they make a mistake. Like at the end of last segment, when Jake completely fouled everything up, and we had like dead air for like 20 seconds. We went to break, and Jake was like, it's my fault. I appreciated that from Jake. Like, we're adults. You could be an adult, and you can still not to be a young player. When you say hand up, it's my fault. Like me wearing a striped shirt today to the show, knowing that Femby probably would. That was my bad. Marvin Harrison Jr. knows that he's stunk it up. He knows he's letting his team down. He knows that he needs to do better. He's saying it. Now, you could spin that either way. Is the pressure going to get to him? Or is the fact that it's a short week, has that given him less time to think about his issues? Much like Joe Hendry, I believe in Marvin Harrison. I do like MHJ's over tonight against the Seahawks. As far as JSN goes, I said last week on my Sunday shows that JSN, I believe his yardage prop was 72.5 last week. And like the exact line that I gave was, JSN has gotten to the point now, like I'm not saying that he's like Jamar Chase versus a bad defense with Joe Burrow at quarterback, or Justin Jefferson against a bad defense with someone other than J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. But JSN, the first digit in his yardage, like, needs to be an 8 moving forward. He's not just like a slot possession receiver. They're using him all over the field. Explosive chunk plays down the field. He looks unstoppable. JSN's yardage prop here is 80.5. So the adjustment's been made up for JSN. And now I think we're in a position where we're just right. If I had to bet it, I'd bet the over because I think he's so good that he could easily go over. But I think that will be a pass for me as far as yardage props go. One more yardage prop to discuss. It's Trey Benson, George's grandson. Lots of music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. All right. All right. Trey Benson's receiving yards prop tonight, 19.5. The Seattle Seahawks defense through 3 games has allowed the most receiving yards to running backs in the NFL. Now, you have to consider the competition, right? Christian McCaffrey, week 1, one of the best receiving running backs in the league. Jaylen Warren in week 2. We know Aaron Rodgers loves to check down to his running back. Kamara week 3. So, like, they're facing good receiving running backs. They're not facing curtain jerk and jabronis that are breaking tackles. But even with that said, like, this is Trey Benson's specialty. He's good in the passing game. He runs a blazing fast 40-yard dash. I think Benson gets into the 30s tonight as far as receiving yards goes. 19.5 is his number. And just some quick anytime touchdown thoughts, and then Femi and Tyler will join and we'll do Survivor. So with James Conner out, Trey Benson becomes the one. Behind Trey Benson is Amari DeMercado. And we're going to change his name to Amari Drop Mercado. Because if he were on your fantasy team, he shouldn't be. But if he were, you'd drop his ass. Because he loves dropping footballs. There's a puberty joke here that I won't tell. He dropped a wide open touchdown pass last week from Kyler Murray. Just like dropped it. In his hands, hits the ground. Absolutely brutal. And his prop is +450 at BetMGM to score a touchdown. I would need a way longer price than that to bet Amari DeMercado. What about the next guy? Now, we don't know who that's going to be yet. We'll see when the actives and inactives come out. Maybe it's both. Do people remember Zonovan Bam Knight? Or Michael Carter? Two former Jets. I take a look at one of those guys in the anytime touchdown market. Let's go deeper than Amari DeMercado. Got a couple tweets from people talking about just the Mr. Reiman. Tip Reiman. Playing a ton of snaps behind Trey McBride at tight end for the Arizona Cardinals. He's at a big price. How about the human Dortch? Flame on. Zay Jones out for Arizona. Dortch will be manning the slot +700. That price seems a little off. And for Seattle, this is courtesy of our man Nate Yonke from Pro Football Focus, who does an amazing job with tracking snaps and route percentages, etc. He does awesome work for Pro Football Focus. I always want to shout him out. I subscribe to the site basically for his work. He's great. So the Seahawks are running a three-man tight end rotation with A.J. Barner, the rookie from Miami, Elijah Arroyo, and Eric Saubert. So last week, Saubert played basically the same amount of snaps as Arroyo, ran almost the same amount of routes, and he was targeted in the pass game, and Arroyo wasn't. 25-1 to score a touchdown tonight is Eric Saubert. And the Seahawks play a ton of 12 personnel. This is a throwback offense. They're not running a ton of three wide. It's a lot of tight ends on the field. Something to think about ahead of the end of the show when we give you all our bets. And for everyone watching and listening, remember, we will read your best bet for the Seahawks and the Cardinals. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Type your bet in there, why you like it. We'll read them later in the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On this tremendous Football Thursday here on You Better You Bet. Femi Abebefe and Tyler Morales with me now as we attempt to survive week number 4 in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, the 4 o'clock hour at least, everybody. Great to have you here. Femi changed his shirt. He's now pretty in pink. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Out here looking like a Neapolitan when I smile. We're all good. Hey, you know, I chose to wear the shirt, all right?
This is my bad. I just don't have another shirt here or I would have changed.
It's fine. I like this shirt, so it's whatever.
It's a good shirt. And you're a handsome guy, so you get away with it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean, as for not maybe Tyler, you know. Femi, first word to you. You have been the captain of the ship thus far. We made it through 3 weeks of Survivor. Week 1, Jacksonville. Week 2, Dallas. Week 3, Buffalo. What is Femi's big board for Survivor this weekend? And then we'll get Tyler's.
Yeah, once again, the Survivor pool that we're in, Thanksgiving is its own separate week. Christmas is its own separate week. So we have to kind of keep that in mind with those teams with holiday considerations. But the top of my big board is the New England Patriots, who are hosting the Carolina Panthers. Now, the only problem I have with New England is that 99.9% of the pool owns New England. We can get into some other teams that maybe we want to take our shot with this week. But New England is number one for me. The other team that I'm considering is Denver at 58% of the pool. Remember, we saved Denver whenever the other Cowards used them week 1. So we have that bullet to potentially fire this week as they host Jake Browning on Monday Night Football. So New England and Denver are the two that I'm kind of going back and forth with.
Okay, New England and Denver. Tyler, your thoughts?
So I also had Denver 1, but I didn't know if other people would like it because the way Bo Nix has been playing. And Jake Browning played awful last week, but Bo Nix, I feel like, can lose to anybody at this point. My second one, we probably want to save him. I assume you guys wouldn't like this, were the Packers going at Dallas. I thought we could use, that was my second one. And then my third one, which another unknown, was the Chargers against the Giants. So I also like Denver. Then I took Green Bay, and the Chargers are my other two.
Okay. So my board is as follows. I have the Texans number one.
Mm.
They're hosting Brian Callahan.
That's fair.
Cam Ward practice in full. It looks like he's good to go.
So I have the Patriots third. My second team is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit, I figured, would come up. We are. But sounds like Patriots, though. Because, Tyler, where did you have New England?
So Tyler,
I did not have him on the board.
Okay, so just so everyone knows, because Tyler, it's in what's called Q, so we can all see each other off the air. But if you're watching the show, like, you can't see all of us at all times. So, Femi, you were talking, but I was looking at Tyler. Tyler made, like grimaced. Like he was sucking on a lemon when you said Patriots. So Tyler does not like that pick. Tyler, why don't you like the Patriots?
I mean, it's not that I don't like them, but it's not the Patriots really haven't showed me anything where like we should be confidently picking them in a survivor pool right now. Like I understand that the Panthers and Bryce Young, but the Patriots haven't looked great at all. The only reason that offense is kind of clicking right now because Drake May is doing everything and the receivers stink. So it's not that I'm against it; it's just they weren't in my top three. I was shocked that that was your number one, to be honest.
So. I'll say the reason why it's my number one is that I love the idea of fading Carolina off of this like fluky performance that was just Michael Penix engineered. Like the Panthers are not that good. They're nowhere close to 30-0 against any team in the NFL. That was Michael Penix Jr. wearing a Panthers jersey underneath the Falcons jersey. So I think that you could see maybe New England, which I'm assuming that some people use them because like when else would you ever use the Patriots? They're not going to be a massive favorite down the line.
Who's going to be the number one team this week besides for Buffalo? Who do you think the number one team's going to be?
I mean, my guess is probably, I mean, it's not Denver because people already use Denver. I think it is Detroit as like the big home. But Detroit has the Thanksgiving consideration, which I don't know if you'd want to be using them against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. But it's just like you still want to, you kind of want to be able to fire that bullet just in case of, you know, when we get down the line, if we're fortunate enough to make it.
Well, I mean, we took Buffalo last week. So doesn't that kind of thought go out the window if we're taking the Bills in week three?
Well, Buffalo has no holiday consideration. I mean, they don't play.
Detroit's playing the Packers, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're playing the Packers.
Oh, you want to take Detroit against Green Bay in Survivor?
I mean, I wouldn't. We only got four options, you know? Like, I mean, there's a couple of teams that we want to save, but what if something happens to those teams? You know, like, you just want to have options. Like,
so you want to save like Detroit. So we want to save Detroit.
At least one more week. Yes, I think at least one more week I'd like to save.
Okay, I don't want to do the Chargers just because, like, what if Jackson Dart's off?
Yeah, Chargers are off the board. Yeah, I don't want to do that at all.
Okay. All right, how about this one?
Give it to me.
Pride and poise.
Oh, no.
Commitment to excellence. Just survive, baby.
I can't do it. I like the Raiders this week. I just can't do it.
I mean, do we want to be, are we boys or are we men?
We're cowards.
We are not cowards. We are not cowards. But I don't want to be a crazy man. I think Raiders might be a crazy man.
No.
I think
the Raiders are going to win. All right, do we want to, like, table this to tomorrow, or we want to do it on the other side?
We got time. Let's do it. Let's do it on the other side.
More Survivor on the other side, and I'm going to tell you why I'm so confident in my bets for Oregon, Penn State, and Alabama, Georgia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.